Now, Declan is the head caretaker of the largest school in Kerry, which is Mercy Mount Hawk Secondary School here in Tralee. And he spoke to me why he's supporting the strike, the current industrial action being undertaken by other school caretakers and school secretaries.
The scale of the job, Trasa, is, you know, we are the largest school in County Kerry, almost set to become one of the largest in the country in the next number of years. But we have 120 staff there. There's 1,300 students. So we have 16 acres of ground, and there's five buildings there to attend to. It's a busy, very, very busy environment, you know. The school children, they're great. They're very supportive and they're very helpful. And likewise with the teachers as well. They see the amount of work that you do on the ground, and they are always mindful of adding any more to your plate. And they are very helpful as well. Unfortunately, the situation we're in at the moment is, even though I'm against industrial action in a lot of ways, you know, it's an avoidable situation, really. Communication is really the key factor here in resolving the situation. And I suppose the main objective really is inclusion and equality, and just to get some fair deal out of that. We are working in the public sector, doing, you know, the work of public sector workers, but it's under private sector terms, you know, and the public sector and the private sector are worlds apart, really. So it doesn't really fit the bill to have two different rules in one area such as the public sector.
Now, this indefinite strike action, which started last Thursday week, is all about school secretaries and caretakers getting access to public sector pensions and other entitlements. Can you explain the gap between the terms that you're on and other school caretakers and the terms that SNAs and teachers would be on typically?
It's really down to, okay, the pensions and all that is look, there's two ways to look at that. You know, if you're in the system for the last 15 or 20 years, you know, pensions at this stage, you know, are you know, they're not worth the paper they're written on, really. It's down to equality, really.
Why is that?
In the workplace, you know, is to have you know, the equal rights as you know, for example, teachers and other members in the section.
Can you give me a few specific examples where you feel, for example, when it comes to pension entitlements, that there's a world of difference between what teachers are on and what you and other caretakers and school secretaries would be on?
Well, the there's no pension plan for caretakers or secretaries.
And you want to be included in this single public service provision scheme. What difference would that make?
It's a surety in the job, really. You know, it's security, securing your future for one's own retirement. You know,
do you get paid during the summer holidays?
I do. I don't get the same holidays as the rest of the teaching profession now, you know. So we're in fact a lot more busier during the summer months. But we continue to work there, you know. We just get the standard time off, and that's pretty much it, really.
Now, Declan, at the start of our talk, you kind of gave us an indication about the scale of your job being head caretaker at Mercy Mount Hawk in Tralee, which, as you said, is one of the biggest schools in Kerry. And you were talking about having to look after, for example, 16 acres of ground. Could you just kind of go through briefly a typical day for you as the head caretaker? If this protest wasn't happening, if this industrial action wasn't happening, what would you have to do in a typical day? And it's interesting that you said that you actually can be busier during the summer holidays than during term time.
Exactly. Yes. It gives you time to catch up on stuff that you can't normally get to during the day because it's such a busy environment. Our day starts off with opening the plant up, which takes in excess of an hour just to do that alone and make sure traffic is flowing outside. To walk the plants, make sure everything is in working order.
When you say
There's several
plants, what do
different.
you mean by plants?
The plant is what I'd be saying is the actual the grounds of the school
I see.
buildings. That's what we look at as a plant. We have plant rooms, which are boiler rooms, electrical rooms, and that. So they all need constant monitoring and that. Because it gets such a large use. And then there's energy conservation. Firefighting equipment needs to be inspected on a daily basis. There's grounds that need to be tended to. We have a very large sports ground there, which gets enormous use, and it has a high maintenance there too. So there's a lot going on. It's constantly going. And I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I enjoy being busy and getting on with things. But your day, it just flies.
Do you think if this is an indefinite strike, do you think ultimately it will be resolved?
Well, it will have to be. There's no question about that. I mean, the best thing the department and the government can do right now to make amends is to take immediate action, really. Speaking from my own point of view, in the scale of things, is that I'm going to be going back and dealing with a huge problem to try and recover areas. So all it's done at the moment is made life difficult for people. I'm missing my workplace. I'm missing the students. The students are missing me. And we need to get back on it. It shouldn't have rolled on to this. The department and the government should have intervened early. Like I said, keeping the communication lines open is vital here, and they failed to do that. Just take the opportunity as well, Trasa, is that for our Minister Norma Foley, for the support that she has given to us, and she's always given that to us on the ground, and what she has done for education, and just to remember what she has done, and she works very hard, and I respect her for that.
You say she's given clear support to you and other school caretakers and secretaries.
She has behind the scenes, she has been working very hard. And unfortunately, there is a lot of bureaucracy as well attached to it all.
Now, FORSA, which represents striking school secretaries and caretakers, has been picketing outside her office and feels that as a government cabinet minister, she could be doing more.
Look, at you can't please all the people all of the time, but the fact of the matter is, she is working tirelessly behind the scenes.